Brayshaw gathered at the 5. Brayshaw will get it back again. 35 out. Kicks for goal. The youngster.
Oh, that was in the Derby too, I reckon. Ooh. Just to give the Dockers a sniff. Fell at the final hurdle in that game, but he's been good enough to come in. Little Andy Brayshaw, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
How are you? You can talk all right anyway.
Yeah, no, my speech has improved heaps over the last few weeks. Swelling's gone down and I can pretty much talk fine now. So, yeah, it's good.
What have you been doing? Milkshakes and soup?
Yeah, a bit of milkshakes, a bit of soup. We've been blending a few things early days and now starting to move towards, you know, mushy rice and things like that. So it's still not great. I go back to Perth next week and get some wires out. And then after that, should be able to eat some, you know, burgers and things like that. That I should be in the off season. So
yeah. So it was broken. And then you had some teeth problems also, didn't you?
Yeah. So 5 teeth were displaced. One of my top tooth, which I actually wearing a mouth guard. So the top tooth just sort of got moved a little bit. And then the bottom 4 teeth really got almost pretty much knocked out, pretty much hanging on by a thread, but they're all back into position now and got some wires in there and got some composite plates in there, so it's all good.
Jeez. So you got to have the wire removed surgically when you go back, and then once that's all okay, the dental work starts, yeah? Mm. And are they like root canals or what has to happen?
So that's a bit of an ongoing discussion depending on, you know, how the teeth respond. If they start to go black, we're looking at root canal and then a bit of bleaching to whiten them up. But I know it's doesn't sound great, but I'm actually in really good hands and I should be all right.
Well, just get it done properly because a couple of my idiot mates, who are your father's idiot mates, and I speak of Glenn Archer and Anthony Stevens.
Yes.
Firstly, Mekong had the stupidity to not wear a mouth guard, and then secondly, lost all their teeth and now speak, you can't understand half the words they say.
Yeah, exactly. So I remember when I did get punched, I was scared that I'd look like Steve-O and Arch. So fortunately, the technology has improved since then, so I should be all right.
To be honest, it didn't look like a nasty, nasty punch. Like, it was no Barry Hall type punch, was it? But it's done some damage.
Yeah, I think it was really unlucky. Obviously, unlike Barry Hall's, it wasn't a huge wind-up, but it just hit me really flush and it was pretty unfortunate, but the result's not great.
Well, it was the joint forces too, because you were looking upfield and going the other way.
Yeah.
So you had that sort of pincer movement almost.
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate and just lined
so
up.
So how is mum and dad? Now, your old man, like a good mate of ours said this and I couldn't agree with him anymore. You weren't the only one with a sore jaw in the family because he's got sore because he didn't shut up for a week and a half.
He was doing a bit of media.
How is mum, much more importantly?
Deb.
Mum is much better. Originally, she was a little bit scared, but she was actually watching the game, and I think she really appreciated being there in Perth with me and being able to see how well Fremantle Football Club looked after me, and so she really appreciated being there. And as you said, Dad, he talked his mouth off, and he loved the media.
What about Andrew Gaff? He did come around, obviously apologised a few times, but did he come around and see the family and you?
Yeah, so he and his parents had met up with my parents the night before I flew in from Perth.
Yep.
So they had some drinks and talked things out. And I think they had met before at a West Coast Eagles parents' night. So they sort of knew each other. And then the following day, when my parents were out at work, Andrew came over to my house and just had a chat and apologised and brought over some flowers. And I really appreciated it.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a teammate, Andrew, of Hamish, who's your older brother.
Right.
So that might put another layer on it. Speaking of Ham, how is he going playing in the Waffle East Perth, is it?
Yeah, East Perth. He's doing really well. He missed majority of the year with a knee injury, but he's come back in the second half of the season. And he's played really well through the midfield and also pushing forward. And I think they're playing finals. So he just had a good game that they needed to win. And I think he had about 30-odd touches and he sort of pushed him through.
Chance to sneak into the West Coast seniors?
Oh, look, it'd be great. It'd be pretty cool if Melbourne and West Coast could link up and play against each other and Hamish and Angus could play. But I guess, he just has to keep playing good footy and see where he goes from there.
Because you're the youngest of 4. So there's you and there's Hamish, you're just talking about. Angus, of course, who's flying for Melbourne. And then your brother, Will, who's in the army and in Afghanistan.
Yes, he is at the moment. He's got Wi-Fi there, so he's been keeping in touch with the brothers and the family, and he seems to be really enjoying it.
Yeah. Do you talk much to him?
He just messaged me this morning. He likes to send through videos that he can of where he's staying in his bedroom and what he looks out and sees, and probably once or twice a week just shoots me a message.
Do you a message, yeah. Do you worry about him over there?
I don't. I think he's trained probably 4 or 5 years to do this, and you know, it's his job. So I've got complete faith in him, and I'm sure he's in great hands.
And wasn't happy when he heard the news, Jim. He wanted to get on a flight, I think, and fly back.
Might have been a good thing for all concerned that he was overseas when that happened, because he might have taken matters into his own hands. We did last year, I reckon it was, Andrew, have the family gathering at your place, where he and Angus came together with an arm wrestle.
Yes.
And Will thought, after all the army training, that he'd actually have his younger brother covered.
And no, he didn't. Angus, it was about 5 or 10 seconds, I reckon, and Angus, put him straight to the turf. So it was over like that, and Angus has said he's never arm wrestling again, just so he has that one for the rest of his life.
Because William is going over to Afghanistan, well, over there now, Bill, and they've got lots of steel to throw around because they're not always flat out.
No.
So his words to me were, I'm going over there, and when I come back, we're going for round two.
Next Christmas will be interesting.
And Angus has quite smartly said, no, we're all done. Yeah. Nothing to see here. We can move on. So you go back to do the surgeries and exit meetings with the dockers at the same time?
Yeah, so this Sunday, I'm flying back to Perth. I've got a few checkups for my teeth and then doing my exit interview with the club and then have surgery on the Friday.
And Ross was great. I know a bit about how he handled it. I thought in the press straight away afterwards he was brilliant, but then he came and saw you in the hospital that night and you've had regular contact with him.
Yeah, so straight away he came down into the rooms and just sort of checked up on me. And it was an emotional time and I felt, you know, it was a difficult, you know, situation to see someone who's worked with you all year to come in and you know, almost be in tears himself. But then he went out and delivered a message to the group. And I thought it was great to see the rest of the club, you know, fight for me. And then, as you said, he came to the hospital, has been continually texting and calling me. And he's just, he's been amazing.
That's great, isn't it?
He's been fantastic, Ross Lyon. Let's get to a break. More with Andrew Brayshaw after this.
Andy Brayshaw in studio from the Dockers.
Yeah, better known at home as Mekong Steve. And the Steve bit's hilarious because one of your old man's mates was an umpire in a game you were playing. And after you finished, he went over to Mark and said, geez, your young bloke Steve played well. So ever since that day in the family, you've been known as Steve?
Yeah, so actual nickname is Snee. That's a long-time nickname. And then, yes, all my teammates were calling me Snee. And it was misheard as Steve, and since then, everyone's called me Steve.
Steve, so it's just universally known as Steve. And then the Mekong got added on.
Mekong.
Because you went to Vietnam in the off-season with the family.
Yes, I had a severe case of gastro, was very sick, and wasn't really enjoying myself. And then we had to top it off with a nice trip along the Mekong Delta, which I just didn't appreciate for what it was worth. And so now Mekong Steve.
Bill, and sooked it up deluxe. That's what he did.
You're never travelling overseas again. You'd rather travel this great country of Australia. Is that right?
For the next few years at least, I'd love to just travel around Australia and stay in this country.
you'd probably like to have that sort of 72 hours back again, wouldn't you? Because you didn't cover yourself in glory over there.
No, well, from all other accounts, it was a great trip for me. I just remember it just being a few of the worst days of my life. But
Mekong.
Yeah, maybe in, you know, 5 or 10 years, if the Delta cleans up a bit, I might go again.
Hence known as Mekong Steve, because, geez, you did some whinging, Bill.
He must have. Now, tell us what Fremantle is like. What's it like over there, the Fremantle Footy Club and Perth and living and playing?
It's a different lifestyle from being a year 12 kid in Melbourne. I moved over there at the end of November and it's just such a huge change, but it's just been the best change of my life. And I sort of look back on last year where I was going to school every day and then training in the afternoon in the wet and the cold. And now it's like every morning I wake up, AFL footballer, go into the club, train, hang out with mates, do a bit of study here and there. And it's really, you know, it's been my dream and I'm just living it up.
What about the club? It hasn't had a great year again. Is it a good club? And because we don't know Rossi, and you see him on TV and he looks cranky and all that, but obviously what you just told us about him coming in to see you and keeping tabs on you, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, so Ross has been, ever since the first night Adam Chera and myself got drafted, he took us out for dinner and we forged a bond on that night, and since then he's looked after us really well. So he, although he can seem tough and harsh, he's had us around for dinner and, you know, he really does care about his young players. And then the club has been amazing. And it just goes to show when I had my injury that sent me off the rest of the year, like everyone had, you know, something to help me, I guess. Like there's, you know, 4 or 5 people who would call me straight away and I had people driving me around and people checking up on me. And it just makes you feel, you know, that you're at home, and it was really comforting, and they've looked after me so well this year.
And Andy, you'd be aware, of course, of the Titanic Brayshaw name in the West. Ian Brayshaw, of course, a legend of that part of the world, Sheffield Shield.
And that's all.
I think 6 or 7 Sheffield Shield winning teams Ian was involved in, and then, of course, his sons moved on with that as well, stupid little Mekong. You'd be aware of that now, that the gravity of that sort of nestled on you.
Yes, well, I'm a member at Royal Fremantle Golf Course now, so everyone there mentions the Brayshaw name, and somehow they know someone of my family, and yeah, I've heard it a few times now.
In all seriousness, Ian, your grandfather, is an absolute legend in that part of the world, and even for me, it's impossible to go to Perth without running into 10 people that know Sticks, and that's all I ever want to talk about.
Yeah, everyone knows him, and has some relationship with him, and all good words I've heard so far.
Well, he played cricket, very good cricket, obviously, but also football.
Premiership player for Claremont in the Waffle. And your old man has not stopped talking ever since, Angus got drafted. You know, it's I think you sons now need to pull him aside and actually straighten him up.
Yeah, well, he does love having a chat. Every opportunity, it seems, that he can get his hands on, he goes out and says his piece, I guess.
Hey, tell me, you were part of an amazing draft. I think the draft you were in, the top sort of 10 to 12 players in that draft, will be remembered for a long, long time. Tell us about your relationship with a couple of the other players that were drafted. Cam Rayner, who's playing amazing footy at the Lions, was in the same Vic Metro team as you.
Yeah, so me and Cam got along really well. I guess we spent a lot of time together through Vic Metro, also played against each other for TAC Cup, and I think we were roomed together for one of the games for Vic Metro, and I just forged a really good bond with him, and I think he's an amazing player with a lot of potential and a really strong body that's going to find his way in the AFL.
Paddy Dow went to Carlton. He was a Vic Country, so Vic he would have played a fair bit against him.
So I didn't have too much to do with Paddy until the draft, and I met him a few days before, and he just seems like a great guy, and I've been watching him closely, and he seems to be doing a lot of good stuff.
And Luke Davies-Uniak has also played with you at school and also Vic Metro.
Yeah, so we went to school together. I think he came over in year 10, so we were really good mates and had a few classes together and played school footy on the weekends and then against each other at TAC Cup, so I think he's going to be a really good player.
Number 2, you went early, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I didn't really expect to go that early, especially probably a few months before, you know, some clubs were putting me around, you know, maybe sneaking into the first round. And then I guess I just kept going up and up and went pick 2 on the night, and I didn't expect that. So it was a bit of a fairy tale.
Bloody hope. Hey, I've got a question for you. Do you believe in the red card rule, the send-off rule?
I've heard a lot of speculation about it. And I think it would be quite hard to actually decide what is a red card and what isn't, and if you made a bad call, you know, and then you gave someone a red card and they had to go off, you know, it'd be tough to manage, but I think something along those lines could be implemented and I think should be tried to. Yeah.
What's it like watching Nate Fyfe play footy up close?
Oh, it's amazing. Ever since I got drafted, he had all the first years over to his house for dinner on the first night we were in Perth, and he's a massive, he's a beast of a man. And watching everything he does from off field and on field, it's quite spectacular. And he's a sight to be seen.
So when, I know we're going to let you go, but when you go in, because that's the amazing thing about what you've done at Freo, is you've gone straight into stoppages, straight into the centre square. When you're in there, let's say you're playing you're playing Geelong, you got not only Nat Fyfe and Lockie Neal on your team, but then
Sandy,
you're looking at
you got Big Sandy, who you'd come up to his knee.
But then you got Danger, you got Joel Selwood, you got Gary Ablett. I mean, you must just be looking around going, last year I was carrying the school books.
Yeah, I know. You sort of pinch yourself every time you come up against players like that, and you try and learn little bits and pieces off everyone because they've all got their own tricks. But yeah, as you said, it's a bit of a dream come true, and I'm just going to keep trying to work over the next few years and hopefully one day be something like those guys.
Mm. All right, Mekong.
Good on you, Mekong.
Good to see you, and good to see you flourishing physically, of course. Get back to Perth, get the surgeries done, and then have a ripping 2019.
Thanks very much for having me.